CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And we do have quite a few pre-check-ins this evening, so we're going to go through that list first. Then we'll get EchoLink and new amateur radio operators. First one up on the pre-check-in list is W4FCM. That's Fred over in Travers Rest. Bring with him in for IEI. That's Miss Isla. Good to have you tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And a new person from Tennessee, KI4HDU. That's Bill. And he's from Kodak, Tennessee. And he just happened to log in right after I sent out a bulletin on APRS, giving them the link to do the pre-check-in. So I believe he's a pre-check-in person that got an APRS message and clicked on it. Anyways, good to have Bill if he's listening. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy. He is over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Leroy. KO4OOK, that's Stephen. He's in Greer. Good to have you tonight, Stephen. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. Appreciate you being tonight, Pat. N1DMB, that's David in Northern Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, David. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. Appreciate you being tonight, Jim. And KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in Travelers Rest, who is working at the moment, or otherwise would be calling the net tonight. He'll be calling it for me next Saturday night. So that's our pre-check-in list. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in capability. And let's see, now we're going to take a pause for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before or a little bit, would like to learn a little bit more about it, right? We'll put it that way. We'd like to learn a little bit more about what the net's about, why we pause at some points in time, what we mean by the first letter of the suffix or call. If you got any questions like that and you want answers, or if you just want to check in under no pressure, call W4DJW and we'll get you checked in. Okay, looks like no brand new amateur radio operators yet, but we're getting them. They're coming in. We're hearing new ones all the time, so appreciate all the guys that do all the training and all the guys that do all the testing, right? Without them, without those two, we wouldn't be getting near as many amateur radio operators coming into the hobby as we are. Next up is EchoLink. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
WDJ4W. I think I got that right. But anyway, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Yankee. Larry down in Simpsonville. I'll be negative tonight. And good 73.
Control, please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. Along with my third-party traffic coming from my almost 2-year-old granddaughter. She's wanting to get checked in, too. Either way, I am going to be negative and negative. The name is Steve. I'm at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. And I hope you have a good evening. 73 all around.
Okay, net control electric is KO4. MWY, that's Larry over in Simpsonville. You're sounding good on EchoLink tonight, Larry. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do take care. Stay safe. And K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's over at the base of Parrish Mountain in Greenville County with some third-party traffic. Love to hear that, third-party traffic. See, that's the new generation. That's the sound of the next generation coming in after us. Appreciate you being here with us tonight, Steve. Take care. Stay safe. And we do have another EchoLink station. If you don't have audio capability, feel free to leave me a text message or feel free to check in at any time. Anytime there's a pause, feel free to check in. We'd really like to get you checked in. Let's see. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called that begins with letters A through D. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
BJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Okay, in control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, Bringham Him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle as well. They're all over in Piedmont. Rick, you take care. You were kind of low. You were off your X a little bit, but I got you checked in. I recognize the voice. And you did drop out for a little bit, but then you came back. You might have been moving around. Anyway, just giving you some feedback. We got you checked in. Do appreciate your time, taking the time to check in with us evening after evening. Your persistence is wonderful. We appreciate you doing that. KO4AOW, that's David over in Emmon, just a hop, skip, and a jump up from where I live. David sounds like he's coming in off of the WYFF tower with a gigawatt of power. It sounds good. You're like solid rock, solid in there, David. You've got a beeline up there to the repeater. It sounds great. Any other check? Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll jump on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stationed with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters E through H. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll find something to talk about tonight, Dave.
Okay, in control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Patrick over in Penrose. I'm hoping David, KV4CBA, got a hold of you today, Patrick. He was pinging me asking about you. I'm hoping he reached out. If not, he will soon. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. I did ping you an email right before the net, if you haven't checked your email lately. You probably have not seen it. But anyway, well, while you're waiting around, if you pull up your email browser and check that out. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the India through Lima group. Stationed with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DJW, in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
Hello, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. JI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Romeo. This is Jerry. I'm near the Dawson Airport in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim in Traveler's Rest. I'm negative and negative, and 73 to all on the net.
Okay, that's a fantastic group. Net control lock direct eyes. KK4JFO, that's James over in Tuxedo. You're sounding great, James. Appreciate you being with us tonight. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. He calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 o'clock. 146.64, just a click or two up the dial from where you are right now, with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night at 8. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll get a lot out of it. Stick around afterwards for the Slow Scan TV Net. They didn't do that last Sunday because it was Easter, but they'll probably be doing it tomorrow. So be sure and check in with Sid and with the Slow Scan Net afterwards. Sid, we do appreciate it when you check in over here. Thomas Beverly, we said hello. You guys stay safe. Take care. KO4JKV, that's Duncan over in Asheville. You sounding good, Duncan. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. Appreciate you being here tonight, Andy. KO4NNR, that's Jerry over in Greenwood. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him. KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4LAO, that's Jim over in Travelers Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You sounding good. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Or Echolink station as well, if you want to check in, call W4DJW.
DJW. In and out. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Dave. 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, Nick Control, I recognize KO4JQX. That's Jeff down in Ware Place. It says Pelzer, but it's really Ware Place. Good to have you tonight, Jeff. Hope all's going well with you. Do take care. Stay safe. Hope you're doing better. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge TV internet, call W4DJW.
Kilo, Austin 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred, currently mobile in Peapod. I'll hang around for a little bit of Tuesday, but I got no traffic.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred, who is mobile in Piedmont. I do have you down for comments, Fred, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in, and do stay safe out there on the mobile. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. N. KF4QM. Kilo Foxtrot 4. Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile. And I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW.
Please check in, N4RLX, pilot and cross anchor, negative and negative.
DJW, if you will, please check in, Kilo, Mike, 4, Romeo, Golf, X-ray. This is Carol and Grable. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 is everybody on the net tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4QM, that's Eric over in 6 Mile. Good to have you with us tonight, Eric. Hope you're doing well. And N4RLX, that's Pilot over in Cross Anchor. You're sounding good tonight, Pilot. Do take care. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KM4RGX, that's Carol over in Granville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll bump it on up to the patient group for Saturday night. That would be the Uniform Through Zulu group. Station with the first letter, the suffix of the call, it begins with letters U through Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Hello, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, KJ4WZM. Name's Daniel, location is north of Travel Address. I'll be negative, negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4WZM. That's Daniel. He's our first Sunday of the month tonight, Net Controller. Good to have you with us tonight, Daniel. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. You sounding good. That's KJ4WZM. And KE4ZHF, that's Keith over in Columbus, North Carolina. You making it in tonight, Keith. You sound good. I can tell it's you by the voice, so you're making it in good tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with me. Do take care. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4 DJW. Could you please check in and out? Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf, KO 4, ISG, Danny, Matt Henry, Jazz, Tony. Hope y'all ain't blown away. 73. Y'all have a good night.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. Kurt in Greenville. Negative, negative.
Hello. Again, Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Delta. This is Amory Mobile in Greenville. Negative and negative tonight. 73 to everybody.
DJW. Dave, please check in and out. K3JOY Joey. Also KI4DOS Gary. We're at home in Easley. Just kick back relaxing. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net.
All right, that was a really good group. Net Control, like recognize KO4ISG. That's Danny over from Gastonia, North Carolina, making a good trip over here. Danny, do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. You sounded good as usual, Tommy. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KM4BLH, that's Curtis over in Greenville. You sounded good, Curtis. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. KO4EED, that's Amory, who is mobile in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Amory. Do take care. Stay safe out there on the roads. And ham radio operator I haven't heard in ages. On ham radio, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy over in Easley. Bring with her KI4DOS. Miss Joy used to share Tuesday nights with me. We would alternate every other Tuesday. She called this net for many, many years. Did a really good job, too. Good to hear you back on the air, Joy. Take care. Tell Gary we said hello and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Good to hear your voice on the radio. And K4PRS, that's Peter. He's over in Pisgah Forest. You're making it in, Peter. It's kind of low, but you're making it in. I could tell it was you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And we do have an Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
WD4DJW, please check in. Kilowatt 4. Yankee November Golf, K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley, negative, negative, and nice to hear Joy on the air tonight, running the show. We'll be negative and negative.
Hey, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG. That's Fletch over in Easley on Echolink tonight. You sounded good on Echolink tonight, Fletch. Do appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Alpha Romeo. KO4GAR David in Clover, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4AGR. That's David from Clover, South Carolina. Sounds good, David. Do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on the formal portion of the net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Don't know what happened to that file, Dave. I downloaded it from QST, and it looked a whole lot better than the copy I had scanned. So that's what I sent. But anyway, I sent you another email back. That's in the August 2016 issue of QST. So I'll let you go download a copy that I can't seem to do. I sent you several photographs, and I kept getting nasty notes from the email folks that my files were too big. So Anyway, quiet day up here. It's been raining off and on, not hard, but enough to make you want to stay inside, and still beating my head on that computer. I decided to, I took the hard drive out and put in another one and tried to reinstall Windows, and still got nasty messages from it, so I don't know where that comes from. Anyway, we'll figure out something. But other than that, managed to work Chatham Island tonight, which is 500 miles east of New Zealand. Looking at the pictures and stuff, it seemed like a fairly well-developed, well-populated island. A lot of boats in their harbor and a lot of sheep in their pastures. But anyway, I worked him. Didn't work him on that inverted vertical. Worked him on my big dipole, but still got him and enjoying the play. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, it's hard to beat a big dipole. That's the reference antenna. Everything else is based off of. Anyway, I'm glad you got to. I heard David, W4KA David, talk about that in the past, getting that island. And so that's a good accomplishment. You're getting further and further around to the other side of the earth. Once you get past Sri Lanka, and then you get on over there toward the islands, the Philippines, somewhere between Sri Lanka and the Philippines is halfway around the earth for us. And I've only hit it like twice since I've been a ham radio operator. There are little stations in between those two places. But you're getting close. you're wrapping that signal all around the earth, and that's good. You might be making 3 or 4 bounces, I don't know, depending on your takeoff angle. But that's cool. Well, I was doing pretty much the same thing, working with computers on and off. I spent a little bit of time with Amy, and then I come in here and work on APRS. I let the rejuvenating all my old equipment for APRS. Got one for the motorcycle, one for the car, one for the house, one for jogging, walking around, one for a multi-rotor. I had one on a multi-rotor at one point, took it off though. But anyway, I was getting a new way of doing it. I was figuring out a new way of doing it. Raspberry Pis can do APRS really easy. They can have a virtual TNC running on them, plus a mapping program running on them. So they were kind of a really good solution. Well, I got it working with serial port converters plugged in USB sockets in the front, but those are big and clunky and clumsy. I wanted to use something. The new four Raspberry Pi 4s have four serial ports built into them. You can use them off of the GPIO pins. Well, I got it all set up and I got it working. Everything was on a breadboard. I was running built-in serial ports, and it was just jabbering all over the place, talking to the GPS, talking to each other, right, the Tiny Track 4 TNC, talking to the Raspberry Pi, talking to the GPS. They were all working in harmony. I said, okay, now it's time to take it off the breadboard, consolidate all these wires into one wire going over here, one wire going over there, that kind of thing. And I let the magic smoke out of one of my serial converters. I smelled it, and I looked down. I had the plus and minus backwards on it. So I said, I wonder how bad that damage was. So I got it fixed, and I plugged it back in. And, you know, I let that magic smoke out, but it wasn't enough the magic smoke to break it because it still works. So knock on wood, I don't know how much longer. I'm going to order another one, but I can still tinker around with it, Harry. Anyway, it's like AK4HR Mike says at the end of every one of his nets, don't let the magic smoke out. Well, I broke that golden rule today. Back to you, Harry. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KC4EZ. And yeah, I have on occasion let the magic smoke out. Not been quite so lucky, y'all. The problem I have with that is it's working now, but how long is it going to keep working? It's kind of like that hard drive I had in what I call my main computer, which is where I do most of my work. It seemed to have died, and I bought another one and set up restore the image and all that stuff and got everything back working, and I thought, Well, before I take the sledgehammer to this thing, let's see, and I plugged it in, and lo and behold, it worked, which allowed me to get some files and stuff off of it, but I wouldn't trust it, and I laid it aside and hooked it back up again last week, and zero, so it's going to get the sledgehammer. It may come back alive again. Now, one thing I did a long time ago, and this is one of these things that you read and you wonder, but I had a hard drive die, and this is back when they were parallel ports, so we're talking about a long time ago, and the thing seemed to have died, and somebody said stick it in the freezer for 24 hours. And I did, and I hooked it back up, and lo and behold, it worked, and this is back in the DOS days, so I just did an X copy and got all my stuff off of it, and then I took the sledgehammer to it. Once they've died once, not really willing to trust them again, but I guess my frustration with this computer is when I put the new hard drive in it and just decided I'll do a cold install of Windows 10 and finally got found which button to press to get the boot menu and did all of that like you do, and the Windows install me screen pops up. And I click on that because I really don't want to do a fresh install, but still. I guess what I'm trying to do is to decide, is there a motherboard problem? And I don't understand how that could be. But anyway, I get this thing that it doesn't have drivers for certain hardware, and I don't totally understand that, because when I hooked up a flash drive to that computer and booted off of that flash drive into Windows 10, everything worked just fine. So I have got a lot of things here that I have no clue how to put them together and what they mean. So anyway, that'll keep me busy for a while, somewhere between interested and frustrated. W4DJW, KC4ECN.
Well, when you're talking about putting that hard drive in the freezer, I've heard of that back in those days when hard drives were built pretty tough. They were built a lot tougher than they are now. Now, solid state, I guess that's really tough too, except solid state does wear out. But I remember when I was at Michelin and a vendor came in and there was an issue with a hard drive. And he took it out and he said, let's go out to the shop. So we put our safety glasses on. We went out to the shop where the tabletops were like an inch thick. Steel, right? Really heavy, because they plop down, you know, from overhead crane, they plop down parts that weigh 200-400 pounds. So they're really tough tables out there. He took that hard drive in his hand and he raised it up in the air about 3 feet and he slammed it down on that steel top. And I said, okay, that's the end of that hard drive. We went back in there, he put that thing in and it spun up and it worked just fine. He said it just needed to be seated. Never saw anything like that before. Never would have thought of doing anything like that before. I would have thought that would have been the end of that hard drive. But he said it just needed to be seated, and he seated it out there on the shop floor. We came back in, he loaded it up, and it worked. Got all our data off. Worked, like you said, long enough to get our data off of it, and then you don't trust them anymore. That's why I was going to order another serial port converter. You have to convert between Raspberry Pis and the rest of the world, because they're 3.3 volts, and everybody else is 5 volts or 10 volts or 12 volts on serial ports. So you got to be careful with them so you don't fry them. Anyway... your story with the hard drive in the freezer reminded me of that, Harry.
WKC4EZN, and yeah, things, I don't know, you stumble over those things. I'm old enough, and I think you're probably... You're a little bit behind me, but you're still old enough, I think, to remember when the radio acted up, you'd slap it on top of the cabinet till it worked, and TVs work the same way, so, but I don't think solid state's going to do that.
No, it's not. I remember, my dad doing that. I remember the rabbit ears antenna on top of the television and moving them just a little bit when the signal would go away, and moving a little bit more when the signal make it come back. And yeah, when the TV would plop out, you could hit it on the right side or hit it on the left. It had one spot you could hit it in that would make it work again. That was really curious. What are you doing, running all the static electricity out of that box? Anyway, those were a long, long time ago. You're right. Solid state doesn't quite work like that, but you can get a magnifying glass. Well, when I have something like that break, I take it out to the air compressor first and blow all the dust off of it, and then take a magnifying glass and go across it. And sometimes you can see burnt spots, and if you've got, like, old capacitors and stuff like that, and you can replace them, or resistors or something like that. Sometimes they'll get it to work, sometimes not. More often not than you do, but every now and then you get lucky. So those can be worked on, but I have lost pieces of equipment like you did, where the first one was I had a Linux router for the house. Instead, I didn't want to use the one that cable TV people gave me. I wanted to use my own because they had a limit on the number of inside connections I could make, and I ran out of that limit really fast. So I put a Linux router on it, and they couldn't see how many I had behind it. Everything looked through that Linux router. Everything looked like one connection. So that worked really good for a long time until the Ethernet port went out on it. And I thought, well, that's curious. And I worked on it for a little bit, so I went and got a PCI card and plugged it in. And it had a different Ethernet port on it. Plugged it in, and the thing worked. I thought, wow, that's curious. You don't see that very often, but it does happen.
OLK.
Go ahead, OLK.
Yeah, I was listening to your conversation about banging solid state and stuff around. My experience as an electronics technician is that's usually an indication of a cold solder joint or bad connection somewhere. Mechanical vibration makes temporary connection.
My explanation is have two metals and you get a little bit of corrosion between them, or you created a thing called a diode. I had a high school buddy whose job in the military in a radar facility was he had two ball peen hammers. And when they started getting weird signals on the radar, he went around and started working on all of the rivets and things like that where ground straps were attached until things cleared up. So, yeah, you're right. It's usually an indication of cold shock. Something like that.
KC4ECN. Well, I never thought about it that way, Stephen, but that makes a lot of sense, right? You slam it down really hard. Something's going to get a little bit of compression and things are going to move around, but like Harry said, it's probably short-lived. Heats up and gets cold and humidity and all that stuff comes back in, and next thing you know, it's going to do it again. So that's just an early warning indicator. It's time to either go get a soldering gun and, remelt all the soldering joints that you can find that look suspicious, or replace it. Anyway, hey, I see an EchoLink station popped in there. Let me pull that up. EchoLink station's up. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW, this is K4NH. I just moved over to EchoLink because I got to jump from RF to EchoLink if I want to stay on the rack too.
Okay, I see you over there. You're already checked in. I was looking through the list to make sure I already had you checked in while you were telling me that, so appreciate that. While I've got it down, any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. AA4RM, that's Alpha Alpha 4 from Romeo Mike. Robert N. Easley, negative, negative, but I've seen those hard drives do the same thing, except when I did it, I turned it 90 degrees and hit it on the side, and it worked.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize AA4RM. That's Robert over in Easley. Good to have you as night, Robert. Yeah, I don't know. I never saw anything. I would have never done something like that to a piece of equipment like that, but the vendor knew about it. I guess if it was an issue that they knew about in production, like Stephen was saying, and they knew that where the cold solder joint was, if that's what it was, and which direction they needed to hit it in, that would make a lot of sense. And a vendor would typically know something like that about their equipment, anyway, that I wouldn't know. Anyway, back to you, Harry. You got anything else for us this evening?
Good to have you, KC4EZN. No, that's about it for Saturday, Dave. I said, did you get the pictures in the second email I sent?
So I've got an email from you that's But that, oh, okay. That one must have. I'm looking for a link in it. No, it's just go look at the August 2016 QSC. Yeah, I can look that up. I got that one. I didn't get one with any pictures in it, though. Is that my? Normally, my emailer, they'll let me go up to like 20 megabytes a picture before they start, or 20 megabytes in email before they start kicking them back. Or are they bigger than that?
Well, I sent a lot of pictures. It should be a Google Cloud link. I sent that by Gmail, which is not the way I normally do it. I normally use AOL, but Gmail, when files are too big, they send you a link and you can get it that way. So you won't see the pictures. I sent like a half a dozen.
Okay, I was just looking to see if they went in the junk email. And I don't have anything in junk email. So nothing got blocked. Nothing's been deleted. And I've only got two emails, one for you and one from some promo thing. one should have gone to junk email, but it didn't. But that's all I got. I don't have the link for the pictures, but I'd like to see them. I'd like to see your installation of it. So don't give up.
Okay, well, I'll send them maybe one or two at a time because AOL's got like a 25 megabyte limit on file sizes. And I found out that with Gmail, when they get bigger than that, it automatically uploads it to their cloud. And I know that has worked for some people in the past, but I'll just send them in two or three little bites. Now that I've got your email address in my address book, it's a little simpler. So anyway, with that, we'll turn it back to you, Dave, and say 7-3 and enjoy the conversation again. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry, we do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net, and appreciate you doing that more than once, repeatedly. That helps us get the second shift. So appreciate it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo 4, Mike, Delta, India, K4MDI, Scott, and Seneca, negative and negative.
Okay, next call to recognize K4MDI. That's Scott, sounding good from Seneca this evening. Good to have you tonight, Scott. Take care. Stay safe. Let's see, next up on the stump this evening is KO4NNH. That's Fred over, he must be at home now because he switched over from the mobile rig to the telephone on Echolink. So KO4NNH, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, this is KO4NNH. I'm actually at work. Give me about 5 minutes to get back to you. I got to go clock in and walk out of time.
Okay, Fred, we'll see if it goes 5 minutes. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, Gabriel, mobile in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize KN4. TZW, that's Gabriel, who is mobile in Asheville. Good to have you with us tonight, Gabriel. Do take care out there while you're on the mobile, and be careful out there. And good to have you with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Well, let's see. Who else we got that we can might fill some space with? Let's see. Who can I target? Looking through the list. While I'm looking through the list, any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4HKX. I was just trying to get, who was trying to get a hold of me today. I missed that.
That was David KB4CBA was trying to get in touch with you. Did you hear from him today?
Not hear from him. I heard him talking, but I've been in and out all day, so I must have missed him calling me.
Okay. Well, he asked me what your call sign was, and I had you in my nets so many times over again, so it's easy for me to pull it up. But He said that was it. That's it. He's looking for you. I don't know why he's looking for you. But I have a feeling you'll find out pretty soon.
Probably on ask about that tool. He's looking for a nut cert tool the other day, so he's probably asking about it.
Oh, did you get the tool truck? Did you ever get the settlement on that tool truck and get it back out on the road?
We're still waiting on Allstate to cut a check. Been over 4 weeks since we come to agreement. The truck off and allow me to move on, and they still have not done it.
Might have to add lost work. I don't know. They might be running up a tab.
And it's been 5 months since the truck got hit. They're running up a pretty big tab. Don't worry, the lawyer's already working on it.
Well, there you go. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It's not pretty sometimes, but it is what it is. All right. Sometimes you got to poke them pretty hard to get their attention. But anyway, good luck with that. I hope you get that settled out and get back to work soon.
Well, thank you, and I will keep a listen out for Dave there, CBA, to give me a call. Thank you for that, though.
All right, let's see if Fred was able to break away from work. I think he's at work. KO4NNH, are you there? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KO4NNH. Sorry about that. I'm actually at work. Work third shift over here at my job, but I'm back. I'm able to shoot now.
Okay, well, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. What's up?
Yeah, interesting start to the morning after work. Walked in the gas station, managed to pick up a couple things, and just so happened to see a 2-liter explode on me. I was like, what the world? Scared everybody in the store, except for the manager, surprisingly. But that happened today. Managed to tune a little bit on my radio setup. Still trying to figure out what's going on with my antennas, but I think I nailed it down to something with one of my cables, especially with this weather we've been having. I think it's rusting out. I probably need to weatherproof it a little bit. But managed to do that a little bit today, and slept, and here I am back on the radio.
So was that a 2-liter bottle of Coke or something like that that you were talking about?
It was actually a 2-liter Dr. Pepper that managed to explode on out of nowhere.
Well, I guess that made quite a mess. Nobody got hurt, did they?
No, nobody got hurt, but I helped them out a little bit with cleaning up the mess. Just really scared me. I thought I actually did, because I picked up something underneath the shelf that it exploded from. I was like, what the heck? I looked around, made sure that everyone's okay. But everyone was okay. Everything turned out all right in the end.
Well, it's... Okay. Well, that's good. Good to know nobody got injured. So you've got a project with an antenna going on. Is there an issue with it?
Not really an issue. Just noticed my SWR is real high. I think I've nailed it down to one of my connectors starting to either rust out or something. I've got some weird cabling, I got some weird connectors going from my antenna to this one cable I ordered. I probably just need to chop the end off, put SO239 on it.
That's what I do a lot of times when you get those weird ones. try to get rid of them, get back to something standard, especially with electrical and, RF both. It kind of helps if you got interchangeable parts.
Yeah, that's kind of the game plan at this point. I'm probably going to chop both ends off and solder it back together and then rerun that cable again. I had it all in a nice light now. My SWR is through the roof. Good thing I got plans to do that in the very, very near future, whenever the weather lets up a little bit.
So has work started, or did you just get there early?
I've got another 7 minutes before my shift actually begins. Just figured I'd come on and chew for a little bit before the game of patience really begins over here. Honestly, I work night shift. I'm almost always monitoring the repeater during my break times, but it's a hit or miss whenever somebody's on.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, hope you have a good evening. 10 o'clock to, I guess you get off probably around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning if you're going to start, 6 and 2, yeah, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning when you get off.
10 p.m. to 6:15 a.m. is my shift right now. I'm just bide my time until I get off this shit to a normal day schedule.
Well, I did that for quite a few years working at Michelin. We rotated. We'd go like a week and a half or something like that on one shift and then get a few days off and then do another shift and then a few days off and then do another shift. And then it'd start all over again. It was difficult. I eventually swapped out with another guy. I took all of his first shifts, and he gave me all of his second shifts so that I could go to school. So that worked out pretty good. So then I was just first and third, second and third, and went to work on first constantly, and did that for about 2.5 to 3 years. That was a long time. First and second, I worked second shift and third shift and go to school for first shift. Anyway, those were busy days.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Honestly, we just got the straight shifts over here. I'm hoping we go back to our old 12-hour shift schedule where we got 2 days on, 2 days off, 3 days on, the opposite the following week. But I don't foresee that happening in the very, very near future. I don't really think anybody's wanting to go back to that. Honestly, I just work 12 days in a row, get two off. Those 2 days I'm off, I'm almost always on the radio.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. That's a good habit to have. Well, I know you're about ready to start. You got anything else for us this evening?
Sir, that'll be it from me, W4DJW. This was KO4NNH, clear.
Okay, Fred. Well, you have a good night's work, and be careful on the trip on the road home tomorrow. Do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson. Good evening, Dave. Hope you're doing well.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize N4DJC. That is Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Do take care. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For OLK, recheck.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, I keep hearing about this Echolink thing. I've got it open now, and I have selected the repeater name up there in Greenville, W4NYK, and I seem to be connected, but I don't know what the next step is.
So there's, are you doing that on a cell phone, or are you doing that on a computer?
A laptop.
Okay, so you can pull it up, and you'll see it in there. If you double-click on it, then it should take you into, okay, I'm used to using the Linux version. You're probably using a Windows version. But there should be a place to double-click on the call sign, and it'll bring it up in another window. Or you can right-click and say save it to favorite, so you don't have to wait for it to refresh the list, and it'll be a little quicker the next go-around if you save it to favorites. And then you can go into your favorites, and it's right there. You don't have to wait for it. But you should just be able to double-click on the call sign, and it should connect you to us. I should see your call sign pop in the inbox on Echolink.
Hey, my screen here, I've double-clicked on the thing, and I got a little green window down here that says ready. Ready to press the space or what?
I don't see you logged in. You can try it. We're on here. We'll know what it is, but I don't see you logged in. It's just Fletch. Oh, there you are. You just popped in. KO4. Oh, okay. You'll see Fletch and myself are in there right now.
Okay, I'm trying to transmit.
So you should be able to hit the transmit button and talk, and it should start coming out over Echolink now.
Okay, I'm transmitting now. I got a little TX down here. You should be hearing me, right?
That is affirmative. We can hear you on Echolink. Your audio is kind of low, so you'll want to do some adjustments, but that's typical. That's normal, right? You right-click on the speaker, and you go up to, what is it, sound settings, and then you can go into a place where you can set your, normally you just control the speaker, the output, but you want to control the input, which is record, I think, and because yours is kind of low, but you want to turn your microphone up just a little bit. Still with us, Stephen?
Back over RF. I tried to adjust the
Okay, well, you can hear it's working because you can hear yourself. So you're almost all the way there.
Right, adjusting the mic.
Okay, well, that's fine to just till you get it worked out. I mean, it's still understandable. You just have to turn. I had to turn my volume up really high to hear what you were saying, but that's perfectly normal. If you're not used to using a mic on that computer, then probably haven't ever had to set it before. Okay, any other adjustments or anything else this evening, Stephen? Are we good? Okay, I fear we may have lost him on both RF and EchoLink. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you checking in with him tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.